Chairperson Rapporteur. USCIB's overarching concern with Article 4 is that it continues to blur the line between the responsibilities of states to protect human rights and the responsibilities of businesses to respect human rights. This suggests that the draft treaty is moving further and further away from the UNGPs. This is unacceptable and unfortunate, given that the UNGPs are the most important, collectively agreed upon framework that we have on this topic of business and human rights. We should be most careful to avoid undoing years of multi-stakeholder consensus, especially on a topic of this gravity. Secondly, we reiterate that we must use precise terminology in this draft. This includes replacing the term victim with plaintiff or complainant or rights holder. Also, and though we can appreciate the request by some states to expand the scope of rights holders from victims to affected families and communities, those requests highlight the ambiguity of the term victim. How is, for an example, an affected community member not a victim within the drafter's understanding? How would they not be a rights holder? What practical purpose do these requested expansions actually serve? Further, the word justice should not be utilized, as this term is counterproductively ambiguous and, moreover, how a complainant actually accesses remedies more squarely a matter for domestic law. Third, clarity is needed on what access to information we're referring to in 4.2F. It's critical that this provision also takes into account commercial, intellectual property, and privacy rights of the respondent. There's also existing international obligations regarding this particular set of concepts. Lastly, we find it concerning that there's no provision recognizing the need for fairness, balance, and the rights of business during a complaint. We would be wise to recall that presumption of innocence and consideration for the rights of the accused are fundamental tenets of the law. These concepts should be reflected in the draft treaty. I thank you.